I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
President of the Connecticut Construction Industry Association and one of the founders of Move Connecticut Forward, a coalition of construction businesses, trades, and other transportation advocates. And this is all about legal lockboxes. That's right, voters to decide if the state should create legal lockboxes for transportation costs. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me on the show this morning.
Don, good morning. We know the issue here is a lockbox, and let's get right to it. You know, Brad and I have talked about this, Don, a
million
lot.
Million times.
And this has been, every election cycle we hear this. Don, I don't think people, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, I don't think people in principle are opposed to a lockbox here. You know, they say, listen, if I'm going to pay a higher gas tax, tolls, whatever, to go to transportation, yeah, let's put it aside for transportation. But, Don, I just hear from people a lot on doing these shows, and maybe you have as well, a lot of people just don't trust.
That's right.
Don.
They don't.
There's a trust factor here. Is there not as to if this money is actually going to be used for what we put it in that lockbox for?
Well, Paul, you make a good point. You know, this lockbox is not perfect, and I think that was by design, and it was part of the compromise back in 2015 when this particular proposal was originally created. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're transportation advocates, and we see this as a good incremental step for transportation in Connecticut, even if it won't fix or protect transportation funding from every scenario. What it does basically tell us is that if taxes are collected to go to transportation, well, they can only be used for transportation purposes. And for us, that's a small step in the right direction.
But can't they, if they're going to do this, why don't they do it so the lock boxes are locked up, okay, period, and they're not used for anything else? Why can't we do it that way?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, back when this original proposal was created, there were some serious discussions going on at the Capitol. At that point, 0.5% of the sales tax was dedicated to transportation, and the objective was to protect that money. But at the same time, you know, the Senate Pro Tem was very concerned because they had just also dedicated 0.5% of the sales tax to municipal aid. And the Senate Pro Tem was very concerned that if you really protected this transportation funding, it would put more pressure on or more exposure to the legislature taking the municipal aid to fix the general fund budget deficit.
Yeah, you know, Don, you and I both know.
Give me a break.
Well, and here it is, Don, and I'm not a legislator, you're not, Brad isn't. So we all sit back here, us on the show, you with your advocacy group, and we all sit back here and we hear the stuff you say, we share your frustration, we say, you know what, no matter what party you are, do your job. Do your job. You know, you're given, we have budgets here at the station, Don, in your professional career. I know that you've had budgets, obviously, and we've had to do with what we have, you know?
Oh, you're right, Paul. Yeah. And, you know, the thing about roads and bridges are, you know, there aren't Republican roads or Democratic roads. These are, transportation affects everybody in Connecticut every day. And it affects the business climate. It affects economic development. It affects everything, and we need to seriously make it a priority. And for us, you know, this proposal, even though it's not perfect, we're thinking that it's a step in the right direction. And, you know, it also gives the traveling public an opportunity in Connecticut just to make the statement that they're sick and tired of sitting in traffic and planning their days around travel times.
And that's the way it should be. But Do you think, though, something like this could happen, or is it just impossible?
I think this lockbox is a small step. You know, we're thinking that, you know, look, at a no vote on this lockbox really doesn't do anything to move Connecticut forward in the right direction. So we're hoping that the voters will vote in favor of this, and maybe we'll see some leadership down the road that wants to make it better, that wants to do a better job. And I'm sure if someone can step up and show that leadership, they're certainly going to have a whole bunch of transportation advocates standing behind them.
Well, maybe you folks can take the leadership, and some of us can fall in behind and see if we can't do it.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, this isn't a stopping point, that's for sure.
And you know what I think, Don, along with this, I've always thought that if we're going to do the lockbox and everything, we need to provide, and Lord knows you could do it with, you know, with the internet and where folks could go to sites and check. You know what, Don? We need, if you're going to do the lockbox, I honestly think you need a site where people can go on a daily basis and see, okay, now how much revenue is in that lockbox? In other words, the State Revenue Services Department is calculating that, you know, this week's total is bang, and here's where that money is going to go. I know it may not be completely accurate. I know it may take some logistical planning, but I think, Don, once again, if you show people that you're being honest here, that's two-thirds of the battle.
Absolutely.
I think.
Hey,
that's a great idea, Paul. You know, between 2005 and 2013, about $1.27 billion raised by the gas tax was spent on non-transportation purposes.
Okay, so you tell me, Don, with your construction background, okay, how much work could have been done for $1.2 billion in this state?
Oh, my goodness. That would go so far. We would probably be in a different state if the transportation money over the years was actually put into transportation.
Hey, Don, I want you to repeat that figure again because I may have stepped on you. And, folks, if you're listening, listen up. Repeat that figure, Don.
Between 2005 and 2013, about $1.27 billion raised by the gas tax has been spent on non-transportation.
Wow. Whoa. Well, you know,
a lot of money.
Well, you know what?
That's a big difference, and that could mean a lot. You know, not just a congestion,
but bad.
You know, this is also a
but it wouldn't be that much difficult. Much more difficult for us to do something like this.
Yeah. Well, Don, how many of those bad bridges we hear? We heard about them again in another report earlier this month. $1.2 billion. How many construction crews could we have had out there repairing these bad bridges that are about to fall in?
We could have been making big strides in the state. And it's nice that just yesterday, the American Society of Civil Engineers gave Connecticut bridges a C-minus and the roads a D-plus. And I could tell you, I think they were giving it the benefit of grading on a curve because I think things are a lot worse than that.
Absolutely.
They were just being nice about it.
We've been talking about it unbelievably here in the morning.
Yeah, we have a long way to go.
So we have the question is coming up on the lockbox next Tuesday on Election Day, and folks can vote on it as they wish.
Yes, they can. Yes, and you know we're hoping that this is an indication from the voters that you know Connecticut's ready to exercise some fiscal restraint. It isn't perfect. But at the same time, we're ready to move in the right direction.
Don Schubert, president of the Connecticut Construction Industry Association, one of the founders of Move CT Forward. Don, thank you.
Don, thanks a million.
Brad and Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to be on the show.
Feel free to come back. Thank you.
Okay.
There you
18
go, Brad.
Minutes, huh? What?